What if the Springboks could field two teams at the Rugby World Cup? It's a question that has been asked before, and today you are going to get a front row seat as I attempt to answer just that. Okay, now firstly, it's obviously impossible. No country is allowed to send more than one team to represent them at the tournament. We all know that. But just for fun, let's try to work out just how strong two box sides would be at the World Cup. Now, just before I get to that point, let me also make clear a few caveats right from the start. Given the large number of South African rugby players playing overseas, we could probably select 10 teams to represent us at the World Cup. But the reality is that most of them would probably lose in the pool stage. It's also worth noting that while we are very strong right now, arguably the strongest we've ever been, there have been times where we were not as strong. Readily, I think of 2003. Would a second Springbok side have been strong enough to even get into the quarterfinals that year? I don't know. But again, it's all hypothetical. So, let's get to it then. Here's what I think the strongest Springbok matchday squad looks like as we come to the end of 2025. Oxenchair, Malcolm Marks, Wilco Lowe, Eben Etzebeth, Ergie Sneyman, Sia Kolisi, Peter Steff du Toit and Jasper Visser in the forwards. In the back line, I'd go Grant Williams, Hanre Pollard, Damian Dialendi, Jesse Creel, Kirtley Aronser, Cheslin Colby and Damian Willemser. The 6-2 is fast going out of fashion with Dr. Russie Rasmus and his coaching staff. So let's assume a 5-3 split here. Jan-Hendrik Wessels, Gerard Steenekamp, Thomas du Toit, Luit de Jager, Kwagga Smith, Kobus Reinach, Sasha Feinberg, Ngome Zulu and Andre Esterhazen. The latter obviously is something of a cheat code in that selection because that's the genius of Russie, isn't it? Now I know you will differ with me here and there, but let's just assume for the sake of argument that that is the matchday 23 that goes into battle in the 2027 Rugby World Cup pool phase. I think you'd agree with me that regardless of who we come up against, that is a side that genuinely beats anyone on any day, or at least has the potential to do so. Legitimately. Right. So we're happy with the experiment so far. But what about a second Springbok side? Well, we need to establish a few rules here too. We want to, of course, assume that our second team can also reach the final, right? And so, if that is the case, that means whoever is in the first team, i.e. the side I've just mentioned, cannot be in the second side. And you obviously wouldn't be allowed to swap players in and out.
Libok, look at this, Feinberg and Gomezulu!
So that means the second team is going to have a much weaker front row because the second best front row, in theory, is already on the bench for the first team. Now, I also know you can send 33 players to the World Cup. In this instance, let's assume that our first team has selected or has selected its ideal match day 23, but then had to allow the second team to select its ideal match 23 from the remaining players. Only then can each squad pick its remaining 10 players to make up the World Cup squad. With that in mind, the second side might look something like this. Buan Venter, Marnus van der Merwe, Asenati Ntlabakanye, Salman Murat, Ruan Norkia, Marco van Staden, Vincent Chituka, Cameron Hanekom. Those would be my forwards. And then in the back line, I'd go Faf de Klerk, Marnie Lebok, Lukanyo Am, Kanan Moody, Edwil van der Merwe, Ethan Hooker, and Apelele Fassi. Bomb squad again, I'll go 5-3 with Bongi Mbonambi, Thomas du Toit, Zachary Porthen, Ben Jason Dixon, Batu Hlekani, Hashim Peed, Albie Bester, and Willie Leroux. Okay, I know some of you are going to destroy me with the second side selection that I've put together. Let me explain a little bit. In some cases, it's genuinely the player who I think is next in line. I don't think anyone will argue that Ruan Nokia, Cameron Hanekom, or Marnie Lebok are not the next guys. Same with Kanan Moody and Apelele Fassi. In fact, you might argue with me that they should have been in the first team. But you'll no doubt question the inclusion of players like Batu Shekani, Hashim Peed, and Albi Besta.
Peed goes to the short side again for Besta.
Well, in my view, they were among the most effective players in this year's Under-20 World Championship winning team, the Junior Springboks. I could include some older guard guys here, but I'm really selecting those fellows on potential. And to be sure, I think they have enormous potential. Honestly, I think Batu Shekani and Hashim Peed are ready for full Springbok duty right now. Nevertheless, I think one thing we would have known from the start of this episode is that this team is not going to beat our first team. That question instead is how far can this side go in the Rugby World Cup against the rest of the sides? Well, for starters, I'd back this team I've selected to beat any of the Tier 2 nations. So that would be the USA, Uruguay, Portugal, Samoa, and so forth. Most of us agree that Georgia are the best Tier 2 team, and I would back this side to beat the Lelos too. But they will be pushed. And as I record this, I think this lot would have too much for Wales as well. So now we're in Tier 1 territory. It's really about the power of the scrum and the effectiveness of the forwards. This pack has got enough about it to do enough damage in that regard, in my opinion. And if it gives Marnie front foot ball, then we have a backline that can do dangerous things. So I think this team would beat Japan too. The real question then is, would this side have enough about it to be able to beat New Zealand, Australia, Argentina, France, England, Ireland, or Scotland? Now guys, as much as I love our Springbok heroes, and I want to tell you that this team would beat all those guys, I think I would be doing you as my viewers a disservice to say so. It's the kind of team that might get away with victory in South Africa against two or three of those sides, home ground advantage and all of that. But on neutral turf at a World Cup, I would have to say this team would lose to those guys more often than not. That is not to say they wouldn't be capable of overcoming a Scotland and maybe even an Ireland in a one-off game. I'm going purely on what I've seen from Ireland in 2025. I think they are on a little bit of a downward trajectory right now. But against a full-strength New Zealand, France, England or Argentina, I have difficulty seeing this second side beating those guys. Maybe at Ellis Park or at Loftus. But in their countries or on neutral turf, I'm not sure. Think of a Wallabies team playing at home in the Rugby World Cup. And so by my estimation, there are at least six teams, including the main Springboks team, that would be too good for this selection. That means that with a favorable draw, this Springbok B team, if you like, would be good enough to get to the quarterfinals if all goes well. So maybe have a nice pool with not too many difficult teams. You get into the last 16 and you get a Japan or a Georgia, maybe a Scotland or an Ireland, and pull that off. Then you're in the quarterfinals, and then you probably come up against someone that is just too good for you. So expecting anything more, I think, would be unrealistic. But what's your take? Do you agree that while it would be fun for us to see two Springbok teams at a World Cup, expecting an all-Bok final is indeed unrealistic? Or do you think that what I've said here is more than just nonsense, and the second Bok side would not only get to the final, but would beat the first-choice Springboks too? Let me know in the comment section down below. And just before I go, guys, I'd like to encourage you to head on over to my Patreon page and sign up as a patron. There are great benefits to be had. For example, you can get quarterly Zoom calls with me where we discuss Springbok matches, tactics, classic fixtures, all those sorts of things. You might be able to get me to write an ebook for you on your favorite Springbok rugby player. In addition to that, you might be able to win the new James Small biography that's coming out soon. And you might even get discounts on my soon-to-be-launched online merchandise store. It starts from as little as $5 per month. That's US dollars, not Zimbabwean dollars. I know the rand is not what it once was, but it has strengthened a bit in 2025. So that's good news. Makes it a little bit more affordable. Your support will be greatly appreciated, and I look forward to speaking to you next time. The link is in the description area below, by the way. Click on it, become a part of my dream team, and I look forward to your company next time.